Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Still a bit slow on the N1 Western Bypass from Rivonia towards Four Ways. There was a massive crash there earlier causing trouble. The Mike 1 through the double-decker section is a problem. There's a crash in the Crown Interchange, so that is backed up to Jan Smuts and Empire. And reports of large-scale power failures across areas of Pretoria and Centurion. Please treat traffic lights as four-way stops.
The Department of Health in Gauteng just came out condemning an attack on healthcare workers in the early hours of this morning. According to the department, a group of unknown men entered the Chiawelo Healthcare Center in Soweto, claiming to be crime prevention warders, or rather wardens. They ended up robbing staff at gunpoint at the clinic's emergency unit. And moving to a different country, Uganda's army said it had deployed troops in the town of Bunia in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo to fight local militias. The move came as the M23 rebels, backed by Rwanda, has been seizing territory further south in the neighboring North and South Kivu provinces. For more on this story, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. Sticking to international matters, here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities with the big stories on the international business front.
US markets are marginally higher in early trade, with the S&P 500 again trading at all-time high levels. European benchmarks are around 0.2% higher this afternoon. The US and Russia agreed to further talks after their initial meeting in Saudi Arabia, bolstering hopes for an end to the war in Ukraine.
Then on to something different.
Kumba, the iron ore producer, has released full-year results today with headline earnings per share lower by 45%. They made almost 39 rand per share in paying the full amount as a dividend to shareholders. Kumba's share price gained 7% today.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 rand 40, a euro 19 rand 25, and a pound sitting at 23 rand 21. Gold is trading at $2,928.55 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $75.64 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Ireland skipper Caelan Doris is set to miss out on the Six Nations match between Ireland and Wales on Saturday, with fellow forwards Ronan Kelleher and Tadhg Furlong also sidelined for the defending champions. Simon Easterby's Chargers head into the Cardiff encounter without their powerhouses, but are still expected to beat a struggling Welsh side that's under new management. Sebastian Jobe wants to make his second Blitzbok appearance a little bit more memorable than his first, with Tristan Lades also looking forward to the action this weekend. Jobe suffered several injuries over the last 24 months after making his debut for the Blitzboks, and that was 2 years ago. And front row powerhouse Asinati Ntlavakanye says that the Lions are fired up for the set-piece battle against their trans-Yekske rivals, the Vodacom Bulls. That match happening at Loftus-Versfeld on Saturday. The Bulls have got the most dominant scrum in the 2024-25 Vodacom URC. And Celtic travel to Munich to face Bayern at the Allianz Arena, where they have to overturn a 2-1 first leg deficit in the Champions League playoff. Harry Kane and Michael Olise gave Bayern a 2-goal advantage at Celtic Park, but Dejan Maeda halved the scoreline with just over 10 minutes remaining.
It's a beautiful pitch. The arena's amazing to come and play in, and it's, as I said, it's the second leg, so we want to make sure we leave everything out there on the field, and as I mentioned, anything is possible in the game.
That's Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers talking about tonight's encounter. Other big matches happening as well in the Champions League tonight. See AC Milan taking on Feyenoord, and Atalanta take on Club Brugge. On the local front, Kaiser Chiefs face SuperSport United, with Gavin Hunt playing or coaching in his 999th match as a coach. Cape Town City then take on Chippa United as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Rob.